and the bird knew that. It would go on waiting where it stood until the day it was carted off or smashed to pieces. No other possibilities existed for it to leave this garden. The only thing moving in there was a small white butterfly fluttering across the grass some weeks out of season. It made uncertain progress like a searcher who has forgotten what he was searching for. After 5 minutes of this fruitless hunt, the butterfly went off somewhere. Sucking on a lemon drop, I leaned against the chain-link fence and looked at the garden. There was no sign of the cat. There was no sign of anything. The place looked like a still, stagnant pool in which some enormous force had blocked the natural flow. I felt the presence of someone behind me and whirled around. But there was no one. There was only the fence on the other side of the alley, and the small gate in the fence, the gate in which the girl had stood. But it was closed now, and in the yard was no trace of anyone. Everything was damp and silent. And there were the smells. Grass. Rain. My raincoat. The lemon drop under my tongue, half melted. They all came together in a single deep breath. I turned to survey my surroundings once more, but there was no one. Listening hard, I caught the muffled chop of a distant helicopter. People were up there, flying above the clouds. But even that sound drew off into the distance, and silence descended once again. The chain-link fence surrounding the vacant house had a gate, also of chain-link, not surprisingly. I gave it a tentative push. It opened with almost disappointing ease, as if it were urging me to come in. No problem, it seemed to be telling me, just walk right in. I didn't have to rely on the detailed knowledge of the law that I had acquired over 8 long years to know that it could be a very serious problem indeed. If a neighbor spotted me in the vacant house and reported me to the police, they would show up and question me. I would say I was looking for my cat. It had disappeared, and I was looking for it all over the neighborhood. They would demand to know my address and occupation. I would have to tell them I was out of work. That would make them all the more suspicious. They were probably nervous about left-wing terrorists, convinced they were all over Tokyo, with hidden arsenals of guns and homemade bombs. They'd called Kumiko at her office to verify my story. She'd be upset. Oh, what the hell, I went in, pulling the gate shut behind me. If something was going to happen, let it happen. If something wanted to happen, let it happen. I crossed the garden, scanning the area. My tennis shoes on the grass were as soundless as ever. There were several low fruit trees, the names of which I did not know, and a generous stretch of lawn. It was all overgrown now, hiding everything. Ugly passion flower vines had crawled all over 2 of the fruit trees, which looked as if they had been strangled to death. The row of osmanthus along the fence had turned a ghastly white under a coating of insects' eggs. A stubborn little fly kept buzzing by my ear for a time. Passing the stone statue, I walked over to a nested pile of white plastic lawn chairs under the eaves. The topmost chair was filthy, but the next one down was not bad. I dusted it off with my hand and sat on it. The overgrown weeds between here and the fence made it impossible for me to be seen from the alley, and the eaves sheltered me from the rain. I sat and whistled, and watched the garden, receiving its bounty of fine raindrops. At first I was unaware of what tune I was whistling, but then I realized it was the overture to Rossini's Thieving Magpie, the same tune I had been whistling when the strange woman called as I was cooking spaghetti. Sitting here in the garden like this, with no other people around, looking at the grass and the stone bird, whistling a tune badly, I had the feeling that I had returned to my childhood. I was in a secret place where no one could see me. This put me in a quiet mood. I felt like throwing a stone. A small stone would be okay, at some target. The stone bird would be a good one. I hit it just hard enough to make a little clunk. I used to play by myself a lot like that when I was a kid. I'd set up an empty can, retreat, and throw rocks until the can filled up. I could do it for hours. Just now, though, I didn't have any rocks at my feet. Oh, well, nowhere has everything you need. I pulled up my feet, bent my knees, and rested my chin on my hand. Then I...